The permanent army of unemployed was not diminishing fast enough. In April of 1935, he made the federal government the temporary employer of last resort in a speech which promised an efficient and politically clean WPA, the Works Progress Administration.
The objective of the nation has greatly changed in 3 years. Before that time, individual self-interest and group selfishness were paramount in public thinking. The general good was at a discount. 3 years of hard thinking have changed the picture. More and more people, because of clearer thinking and a better understanding, are considering the whole rather than a mere part, a part relating to one section, or to one crop, or to one industry, or to one individual private occupation. That is a tremendous gain for the principles of democracy. We must begin now to make provision for the future. And that is why our Social Security program is an important part of the complete picture. It proposes, by means of old age pensions, to help those who have reached the age of retirement to give up their jobs and thus give to the younger generation greater opportunities for work, and to give to all, old and young alike, a feeling of security as they look towards old age. Provisions for Social Security, however, are protections for the future. Our responsibility for the immediate necessities of the unemployed has been met by the Congress through the most comprehensive work plan in the history of the nation. I think it will interest you if I tell you what we propose to do in directing it. I shall recognize 6 fundamental principles for this work relief program. First, the projects should be useful. Secondly, the project should be of a nature that a considerable proportion of the money spent will go into wages for labor. Third, projects that promise ultimate return to the federal treasury of a considerable proportion of the costs will be sought as far as possible. Fourth, funds allotted for each project should be actually and promptly spent and not held over until later years for the spending. Fifth, in all cases, projects must be of a character to give employment to those on the relief rolls first. And finally, projects will be allocated to the localities or to the relief areas in relation to the number of workers on the relief rolls in those areas. This is a great national crusade, a crusade to destroy enforced idleness, which is an enemy of the human spirit generated by this depression. Our attack upon these enemies must be without stint and without discrimination. No sectional, no political distinctions can be permitted. It is time to provide a smashing answer for those cynical men who say that a democracy cannot be honest, cannot be efficient. Never since my inauguration in March 1933 have I felt so unmistakably the atmosphere of American recovery. But it is more than the recovery of the material basis of our individual lives. It is the recovery of confidence in our democratic processes, our republican institutions. We have survived all of the arduous burdens and the threatening dangers of a great economic calamity. We have, in the darkest moments of our national trials, retained our faith in our own ability to master our own destiny. That faith is receiving its just reward. For that, we can be thankful to the God who watches over America.